It's Good Friday, March 30th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Catholic charity Knights of Columbus gave $1 million to persecuted Iraqi and Syrian Christians as they celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ this week. The Iraqi town of Karakash celebrated Palm Sunday this week for the first time since the ISIS occupation of 2014. Thousands of Christians walked through the streets, waving palm branches, praying and singing, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords, glory, hallelujah." 25-year-old Iraqi Christian Andras told Open Doors about their faith and hope in Jesus.
"Please do not lose hope. 2.5 years we were displaced and we never had hope that we're coming back again. But today we're here today because of Jesus, because we had hope in Him."
Romans 5:3-5 says, "We also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." On Wednesday, U.S. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina visited American pastor Andrew Brunson, who is imprisoned in the Buca prison in Izmir, Turkey, for his faith. Brunson faces false charges and up to 35 years in prison. Tillis said Brunson's health has deteriorated, but is strengthened by his faith in God. UK police arrested yet another street preacher last week who was proclaiming the gospel in East London. Canadian-based pastor David Lynn was arrested and detained for 20 hours after allegations he called a lesbian woman, quote-unquote, perverse and sinful. Officers admitted it was wrong to arrest Lynn, and no charges were brought thanks to the help of the Christian Legal Center. Planned Parenthood Keystone in Pennsylvania caused an uproar Tuesday after tweeting, quote, "We need a Disney princess who's had an abortion," end quote. The Planned Parenthood branch later took down the tweet, but defended it. In response, an actual Disney princess spoke up who worked at Disney World as a Cinderella actor and did have an abortion at 18, reports Live Action. Deanna Falchuk, who said she found healing by God's grace, got married, had a son and a daughter, and adopted 5 children. Falchuk said, quote, "Abortion does not empower," end quote. Psalm 113:7-9 says, "God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord." Pro-life organizations won another victory against the Obama administration's abortion mandate that had forced employers to fund abortion drugs in employee health plans. U.S. District Court Judge David Russell issued a permanent injunction blocking the application of the mandate to the Catholic Benefits Association of Employers. The ruling also dropped $6.9 billion in fines against members of the organization. Half humans and half chimps. Sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. But one God-hating academic wants to create these creatures in the laboratory. Stay tuned for a closer look in my Worldview special report, immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a YouGov survey in England last year found only 6 of the 10 commandments are considered important for life by a majority of British people. A similar poll recently found a majority of Americans believe each of the 10 commandments are important to live by, with over 90% support for the commandments against murder, stealing, and lying. Despite support for God's commandments, over 2/3 of Americans say they are sinners, according to Lifeway research last year. 34% say they are working on being less of a sinner, while 28% say they depend on Jesus to overcome sin. 1 John 1:8-9 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Only 2 days left to get a huge early bird discount for the DC Bible Family Conference. Join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. The early bird registration is tomorrow night, 12 midnight, March 31st. A whole family can attend for just $139. Now that's a $130 savings compared to on-site registration. Go to generations.org. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Good Friday, March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. Remember Mr. Tumnus, the fictional half-goat, half-human from Chronicles of Narnia? That's called a chimera. Well, David Barash, a professor of psychology emeritus at the University of Washington, wrote a column for Nautilus magazine in favor of making real-life human chimeras entitled, It's Time to Make Human-Chimp Hybrids. The Worldview spoke with Dr. Ann Gager, a zoologist, who wrote a column entitled, David Barash's Proposal, Something Wicked This Way Comes, for Evolution News. She took issue with the ethics of creating a human-chimp hybrid.
I believe that trying to create an animal that is half human cells and half chimp cells, a chimera, is immoral in the extreme. The creature, if it should survive to adulthood, would be, in effect, deformed. It would be neither one thing or another. It would be belong nowhere, have nothing to relate to. And if it were conscious at all, would be suffering greatly.
Gager explained what truly motivates David Barash to champion such an unethical crossbreeding of human and chimp.
He wants to show that we are nothing exceptional. We are not different from animals. We are the same. The reason he wants this is he hates the idea of our exceptional status. He thinks it's responsible for all kinds of animal abuse. He hates the idea that we would put ourselves on a level above animals. It's clear if you read Dr. Barash's article in Nautilus that he despises Christianity.
Gager clarified the source of the academic objection to the notion of human exceptionalism.
The problem with this notion of human exceptionalism for scientists in academia traces back to Darwin. The idea that we are evolved by common descent from animals, that puts us on a level playing field with animals. We are no different than animals.
But we are indeed different from the animals, as God reveals in the very first chapter of the Bible, and created with a soul. Genesis 1:26 says, Then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.